Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Fuck up that backwood, nigga. Yeah. She got a new nigga, my bag the biggest. She say he don't fuck how I fuck. Bitch lied on God and her kids. Threw me off. Damn, that fucked up my trust. I know a nigga across you the wind. Where you at with it? Yeah, I come from the bluff. Look, bro, don't go through that spin. Can't do it myself. Why? Cause my position. I'm peeping niggas in slick competition. Really some bitches sit down when they pissin'. They get some fame off me if I mention. But it's a shame on me if I did it. I know you obsessed with me and I get it. Stay in your lane and stay out my business. Over there. Y'all running off with all these rumors and shit. Quick and shit, making assumptions. Next thing you know, you judging a nigga. What's up with you over there, Moses? You all right, man? You good over there, Moses?
Don't worry about me.
I already see what this bullshit about to be tonight, but it's all good. It's all good. You good, Dave? Yeah, Dave looks good. I don't even know why I be asking this nigga, man. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Yep. Man, this is episode 113 out there. Shout out to all the motherfucking listeners that keep listening to us overseas, here, everywhere. Eastside Fayetteville, what's up? New York, what up? See, Miami, motherfucker listen to us everywhere, man. Detroit, okay. I see what's going on. But you gotta be careful out here. Be honest with y'all right now. They talking about this Delta variant now. This Delta variant. They say it's the most contagious out here right now. And you unvaccinated heathens are not safe. How do you feel about that since you guys aren't vaccinated and I am?
I don't fuck what they talking about. Fuck all that stupid shit.
So you don't
all
think,
I need to do is take care of myself, man. Believe in what I believe in.
But unless I don't want the shit. I don't want the shit to take you out.
Unless I got to.
I don't want the shit to take you out, though.
I don't trust the government shit.
Mm.
They put out shit and then tell you to go get some shit. You just run and go get it. Yeah. Fuck what they talking about.
Lex the only nigga that got the anal vaccination. It was one on one.
What comes up with this type of bullshit?
Yo. So the anal vaccination. Why do you treat me like this? I don't understand. This is wild.
Because you lying to the people. You ain't
I'm
no
not vaccinated. Right. Lying like a motherfucker. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I'm lying like a motherfucker. And I'm not getting that shit. I'm with Motors, man. I don't trust the government on that bullshit.
I'm giving you the chip, nigga.
Give you the chip. It's a chip shortage. They can't give us chips.
Chip
it's a chip
up.
Shortage.
You chip up your ass, can't chip.
What?
Go get it.
What the fuck is this? What okay. The fuck?
Call you, start calling you ass chipper.
You had to chip up your ass. Okay.
Okay.
Are y'all urging people, though, to get vaccinated because of this Delta variant? Are y'all even scared of this shit?
It is what it is. I'm not scared.
I feel like, you know, saying some other people, like older people, is concerned about it. So they always run and get it. Because, you know, they look at the news. I ain't trying to be funny. Believe everything news say. You know what I'm saying? Like, half of the time, news be lying.
I hate the news.
So it's like, you got to know what you believe in. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying. So If you feel you gotta go get it, go get it.
Yeah. I'm trying to wait till it's FDA approved. You know what I mean?
I'm with day one. We can do that. I don't even think I'm gonna get it if it's FDA approved. Mm. I'm just keep taking my vitamins, my little sea moss, my little elderberries and zinc and all that. And you know what I mean? Try to keep my black seed oil. Try to keep my immune system up. I'm not fucking with that shit.
We seen everybody seen. When old girl fell out, well, I just got it. And she fell out.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's got all kind of wild. This nigga move is stupid.
What the fuck?
Got all kind of wild side effects. And then later on,
I got shit to do.
Months later, you passing out, blood clots.
Fucking trying to cut grass and fall out. Happened to you? I took that shot.
Shit's
fucked up. Everybody
can't
deal with that shit though.
Do y'all think we're going to shut down again?
That's the thing.
It's possible.
I think people worried about getting shut down again. So like,
I've noticed that a lot of people are worried about being shut down again.
Just trying to hurry up and get as much as they can before it starts again. You know what I'm saying?
If it gets too crazy, yeah,
they got their PPP loan.
Shut this shit down. Fuck it.
I'm not even. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not trying to really be in a shutdown, but the shutdown didn't bother me in the first place, so it doesn't really matter.
All right. What are you talking about?
But I like to take my kids. I like the sporting events. Shit like that. You know what I mean? I like to take my kids places and shit like that.
Nah, the thing is, this is going to be like, yeah, you could go. You got to be vaccinated.
But you got to be vaccinated. Right. That's going to be their way of forcing it on me.
Okay. You don't want to get it? Now we're going to make you get it.
You motherfuckers. I swear, man.
Put something else out there and make them get it.
Put something else out there to make them get it.
So, you know, it's Sunday. I went to church today. No land. I ain't went to church in like a good minute.
Oh, you went to church today?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Nice. What you learn? Because they say you learn something every time you go.
Did you praise your Lord?
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Savior, Jesus Christ. What?
So, this is at the end. They want everybody to talk and shit like that. So, she's saying, she's just talking at the church, you know what I'm saying? Not the service is not even over yet. So she's saying
who's she?
The pastor, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're right. The pastor was saying the music gets too loud when the preacher talk. But in my eyes, I was like, I let her talk. They didn't want me to talk because, you know, I've been there for a good minute. So it was like, you ain't seen him and you got something to say? I was like, normally I don't talk. I just got something to say. I'm like, with the music, you need that music in there. That's what helps it jump. You said talking about the club. Your ministry is about the club and how you can get up and dance in the club. I'm like,
uh-oh.
You go in the club. The club is loud. Like, they got loud-ass music. It's not no soft music in there and everybody soft dancing. Ain't no soft dance in there. So it's like, you want to get the Holy Ghost. You want to get spirit. You need that oomph in there. You need that bounce. You need that music in there. Everybody got to coordinate. I was like, the preacher got to coordinate with the music and
it's like his word out.
Yeah.
How they get their word out.
You got to have everything together.
It's a balance.
Everybody in the church is like, yeah, I feel what he's saying. So I was like, that's not wrong. I think she just said that. She was just going to let stuff die. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you, a musician, you feel like your shit down. Like, fuck it. You don't want me to play? I won't play. You know what I'm saying? They play sloppy. I don't want to go up in there. You playing sloppy because you got attitude or just like, I'm just doing this because do it. You know what I'm saying? Let them play. They had to learn that, you know what I'm saying, the hallway. You got to go through some bumps.
So you said what, it was being too hard on them?
Just a little. I feel like you could have talked them, put them to the side and told them that. I don't want to hear that in church, really.
All out in front of everybody.
Like, you're trying to shame them. This is church right now. Everybody trying to lift up. That's the whole thing. Sometimes some churches be going to, they be trying to downplay you, trying to like they lift you up. Now you're trying to downplay people. Let's lift people up. That's what the whole point of church is. What the fuck?
Are you going back to church anytime soon?
I'll probably go next Sunday.
So you mean to tell me you took your ass up there to the stage, to the podium. Mm-mm. You looked at the preacher in her face and told her she was doing a shitty fucking job.
Sound like it.
And stopped criticizing people. And play some Griselda in here because that's what niggas want to hear. That's all
you
I heard.
You
want
a Griselda.
That's all you want to hear. That's probably get you in church.
You
play
told
Griselda.
Her she need to preach a little bit better and let them boys rock out. That's what you
but
told
her. She ain't preaching though.
You just said
she tried to hit a preacher, but she got another preacher that was preaching that day.
Gotcha.
So, but she was just saying, trying to give, but I'm just saying, like.
So you about to go back to next Sunday to regulate.
No, I'm just
make sure she's doing her fucking job. Look at Mo.
You ain't gonna say nothing when you go next Sunday?
I'm going to have fun with the Lord, that's all.
Have fun with the Lord.
Get my praise on. I ain't trying to stop.
How long do you really need to be in church for? Because
this nigga going to regulate Warren G style, man.
It's really insane. Coming there like fucking. Man. What's that nigga
that's
name?
This nigga.
What's that nigga name? The teacher.
What's what?
Don't you smoke crack, boy?
Oh,
Mr. Freeman.
It was Freeman.
Mr. Freeman. No, nigga, that's Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mr. Freeman. Freeman.
Damn, I forgot the nigga name.
Mr. Clark.
Mr. Clark.
See, look, y'all can't even figure it out.
Redeemed yourself.
Nah.
Jesus.
You had to. You fucked us up with that. So,
Mr. Clark.
Mr. Freeman.
Walk around like Mr. Clark. Put the chains on the door.
Yo, you seen Conway?
What's going on?
He had an Alexander McQueen skirt on.
Who, Conway?
Yeah, Conway. Boom, 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 boom. Something about that last boom too is like it's like frightening. Like, well, I was like, yo, what the fuck did that nigga have on the end of that? That was a grenade launcher or something, right?
He got a gun.
Boom! Like, I don't want to be no parts of that boom.
He got a gun. On. You gonna say something about his outfit?
Right,
hey, Conway. Yeah. That ain't going. Bam!
Boom!
What'd you say?
So how you feel, man?
But I'm wearing it?
Yeah, nigga, yes. Nigga, don't look like that. I'm asking you, yes.
It's a skirt.
It's
like a skirt.
Dave, pull that shit up for him real quick. Pull up the picture for him. Yeah, it's an Alexander McQueen skirt. And he said, listen, I got a bag for this. And you're going to see me in a whole lot of more Alexander McQueen garments. Which I'm not mad at. Skirt throws me off, though.
So you're not... Wait a minute.
The skirt throws me off.
Now we're going to talk about it.
Let's talk about it. That's what I'm here for.
So you're not mad at him putting on the skirt, right?
No.
You're a shooter.
You're a shooter. But actually, you're a killer. Like, a killer. Like, what you mean?
When Young Thug puts on a skirt, is this a different story?
Young Thug said he had on a skirt because he was hiding the chopper. The dress.
Chopper. And he was getting the bag, too.
He was getting the bag, too. I'm not going to lie. I was against him wearing the dress, too. But, I mean, if that's what you prefer, that's what you want to do, cool. But then it's kind of expected for me the way Atlanta culture is.
I just feel like if you deep in fashion, some niggas just deep in fashion. And then
Griselda is deep in fashion.
Yeah, you got the hookup where they can design some shit for you. All you got to do is just, you know what I'm saying, promote some of his shit that he wants you to put on. And you get in the bag, go ahead. It's a bigger bag than what we thinking about. I don't look at it as like, what the fuck are you doing? I'd be like, you must be invested or some kind of money is into that. That's how I look at it. Business plan.
I don't think there's enough money for me to want to put a skirt on. I can't do it. That's me, though.
You say that, but it's not no chump change. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really say that because if you was in, okay. I've seen those before. Those like no.
Or is it a kilt? Look like a skirt to me.
It still kind of reminds you of like, you know what I'm saying?
It's the fashion world. I just couldn't
mind your skirt, but I'm
just
saying,
couldn't do it.
I just feel like it's a business move.
And I'ma still fuck with his music. So
music's always good. I'm not gonna stop fucking me when you put on like
I'm not sure what it is. I don't know if it was open in the back. It could be like a apron type thing. You know, I don't know if he Muslim. You know, the Muslims wear them joints.
Yeah.
See, I don't have a lot of knowledge of the Muslim history.
Oh.
Yeah. The religion.
But I think they should is more like gowns or
real.
Okay.
No, I ain't worried about it. Everybody got a problem with it, they ain't gonna say it to his face. So.
See, that's the other thing. Like,
say, like, yo, my nigga, you got on a skirt? What the fuck you say? You know what I'm saying? Like, all you gonna say, yo, love your music. Keep on walking.
Keep on walking.
You gonna say it in the corner.
He got new music coming soon, too, right? He got something coming out real soon.
Sure he does.
I'm looking forward to it. Dave East. Dave East got a new project out. With Harry Fraud.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? Hoffa?
That's some nice joints on there, man.
You heard it? Listen to it?
Some of the tracks, I ain't finished like all the tracks, but most of the tracks I heard, I fuck with that.
Yeah, I fuck with
Harry
it too.
Fraud has always come out with something that's like classic, so it's just good to hear like the producers getting with these artists that you love, so that's a good combination all the time, so.
Overall I do fuck with 14 tracks. Yeah. Especially my joint with Benny the Butcher, I fuck with. That joint with Jim Jones, I fuck with. Oh, The Product, that's my shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that joint with Currency, I really like that joint too. Yeah, he got joints on here, man. He got joints on this Hoffa joint.
Harry Fraud been working too.
Man. Yeah, Harry Fraud is nice.
Working, man.
Harry Fraud is nice,
loving
man.
Loving the consistency though.
He's nice, man.
That's a fact.
Love the consistency.
You listen to this shit, Dave?
Oh. Yeah. Shit. I heard most of it. I didn't listen to it all the way through, but it sound good though. Mm. Harry Fraud don't miss. I fuck with East. You know what I mean?
Kind of shit like you be waiting on, like, you know what I'm saying? So I was glad to hear that, so.
You wasn't waiting on this. Shut up, nigga.
You crazy.
Now you gonna get on the pod and lie.
Yeah, I've been playing that diamond since that shit came out, so.
That shit is hard. That shit
you
is
don't
hard.
Even fuck with Dave East.
I do? What do you mean? I'm the one that came in here and said, yo, anybody here to Dave East?
You did?
I did.
No, you did not.
I just did.
No, you did not. Because I had to play you the video. Get out of here.
I'm talking about the album.
No, I'm talking about the first.
Nah, you know, you was playing me the Diamonds joint. Yeah, okay, you was playing that. Yeah. All right. You was playing that for me a couple weeks ago. Yeah, that's a fact, Moses. You was playing that for me a couple weeks ago.
I'm the first nigga that showed you the video.
Here we go. I'm the first.
I'm on Soulja Boy shit. Look, I'm the first nigga that showed you video.
I'm the first podcaster to play you some Dave East. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Fuck out of here, man. Anyway, shout out to Moray. That joint he got called Trenches, did a remix, got put Polo G on it,
yeah,
did a video. Yeah. Dope. I did like that joint off his project.
Fuck Moray, kind of funny.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. Yeah, he's definitely
He was
thing.
In town not too long ago.
Yeah, he was just party with Ronnie C, too, not too long ago, too.
Okay.
Shout out to Ronnie C, because he's going through something right now. He's down. Uh-huh. He's down right now. Like, he's down. Prayers to him. Hope he get well soon, you know what I mean?
Keep your head up, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
Strong as a vibe, man. Keep your head up.
So the nigga Drake said, Certified Lover Boy is coming August 6th. And I don't give a fuck who you are. Don't get in the way of releasing music August 6th.
Wait, no, huh?
What you think? That's a shot at yeah?
I feel like it's a shot at
yeah. I can see that you're alluding
like
to.
Yeah, I feel like it's a
you
shot
You and your dramatic pauses is trash. I want to let you know that. But, yeah.
You and your little dramatic pauses is trash. Yeah. Shut up, nigga. Fuck
he
out
says. Yeah, like, nigga, what? Nobody get in the way.
Get out of the way. That's what he said. Don't be in the way.
Yeah, I seen a tweet that, what's your man? Your man Consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Man Consequence said some shit like,
we're going to be Swizzy. In the way.
He was like, Swizzy. he tagged Swizzy talking about some set it up. You know what I mean? It's coming out of some shit. So they might, you know. They might try to do something.
Oh, like verses like that?
Nah, I'm just saying competitive dropping at the same time competitively.
I think that's always good. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So.
Now we know if Ye come out the same time, then we know Ye on some bullshit because The date is out. Drake put his date out already.
And Drake is coming.
And Ye been bullshitting.
I know. I see you. I see you. It was right there on the tip. Yeah. Like, yo. I mean, pause again.
Yo.
All right. Anyway.
Stop.
Anyway.
Because I'm trying. I am trying. I'm over here trying. You got the dog. You won't let the dog loose. What the fuck you got shooters for? You won't let me loose.
Nigga, stupid.
Oh man. Well, you know, Kanye's still in Mercedes Benz Stadium doing whatever the fuck he wants. I'm finishing the album.
Stop. This nigga walk around with that same stinking ass suit on.
He gotta
shirt.
Be washing it.
That nigga ain't washing.
He ain't
shit.
Washing it, Dave.
He look like he ain't washing it. If you gonna thug it out, man.
Stains. He got stains.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
What, he got a stocking cap over his face?
I don't know what that is.
Some type of.
What are you trying to say? You got the coat on from Dave Chappelle?
You talking about from
Red Balls. Tyrone. You got Tyrone. You got the Tyrone coat.
That's his red coat. You see him performing with his red suit on? Nigga looking crazy. Yeah. He's bugging out. But he's supposedly been staying in there. He's supposedly been staying in there. He's been popping up in events, taking pictures with fans and shit. Ain't got nothing to do with him, so I don't know, man. All this effort, that album better be fire. That's all I got to say.
Why it better be fire? What happens if it's
fire?
It's,
like, nah, I don't think it's gonna.
They
be
gassing it like he's spending a whole bunch of money creating it, so it better be fire.
Kanye always got them hits though, man.
Yeah,
But we'll see what happens. I would listen to both of them.
So, all right. So, if they drop at the same time, who you think gonna sell more? Drake or Ye?
Drake.
I knew you gonna say that.
Drake. Yeah, Drake.
Cause you like that's the same,
right? I'm going off of.
You going off a single.
I'm going off of realistically. Nigga.
You're going off a single.
Don't forget this nigga. This nigga selling out stadiums. He's selling out another one too for listening parties.
Mm-hmm.
Old stadiums.
How's this nigga walking around selling out stadiums just
and ain't putting out?
And ain't put out no music.
Ain't no music out. He just playing.
And like we just said on the last podcast, the last episode, was like, it might be a whole totally different album when he releases. That's what you said, Dave, right?
I'm saying that's a different bag, bro. That like that's money getting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even putting this out.
He don't need no money though. It's not about that. He's showing his stardom at this point.
More making sure
he's showing his stardom at this point.
It's not even him. We think about kids and kids. You know what I'm saying? This money is like for his kids.
Niggas got lifestyles to maintain, man.
You gotta keep his style up.
Do y'all think Drake could sell out a stadium like Ye is doing and be put out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You think so?
Absolutely.
No problem. I'm not saying Drake wouldn't sell out. You know
no problem.
Stadium, people fuck with Drake. Don't get it twisted.
No problem. He could put out a tweet right now. I'm gonna be in a giant stadium, nigga.
Mm.
They flooding it. Give everybody about 2 days to get 2 day notice.
Mm.
Niggas to get there. They just gotta get there.
It's going to be a good-ass competition, you know what I'm saying? I feel like.
I'm not mad at it. It is what it is. I'm ready for the music. Wish you niggas stop bickering. That's what the fuck it looks like. Yeah, so, the baby got some shit going on.
What's going on, baby?
Well, he was at Rolling Loud. You
said
know.
The baby.
Yeah, the baby. The baby, nigga. From Charlotte. Shout out to Charlotte. I might go fuck with all day in Charlotte too.
Belled all day.
I'll cook that nigga. That nigga think he can outgrill me. I'm about to show him something real quick. This bitch ass nigga.
Salmon and asparagus. Ready to go.
Nah, I think I'm about doing a red snapper on this bitch ass. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell him that though.
Put the lemon on it?
Yes. With the sweet peppers.
Put
the sweet peppers and the onions and shit. Anyway, the baby got shit going on. We said a lot of
this
fucked up shit at Rolling Loud about people with HIV, gays. You
what
know,
you say?
I'm not repeating all
what
that
he
shit.
Say?
Yeah,
what
he
say?
To get me, yo, I'm
what
not
he
repeating all that shit.
What did he say?
You got to say it.
Yo, if you suck a dick out in the parking
lot.
If you ain't suck dick
in the parking lot or some shit.
They was sucking dick in the parking lot though.
Listen, I don't know what's going on out there. He said, fellas, I believe he was like, fellas, if you ain't suck your homeboy dick in the parking lot, some shit like that. And then, he said, if you ain't got HIV or some shit like that, I think.
Oh, turn your lights on your phone or some shit.
Yeah, he was trying to control the crowd, but he ain't had to go.
He went the wrong way.
You can say some other shit.
He's just wild, but like, you don't care.
And now he's getting a lot of.
I don't think he meant anything by it.
I don't think so, neither.
You know what I mean? As we can see, the baby is one of them niggas is. If you try to pressure this nigga to say something or change his views, he gonna double down on it. So now he like, I tried to fucking apologize, but y'all ain't accepting it. Now fuck everybody. You know what I mean? That's just what it is.
Are you mad at that though? Can you be mad at that for him feeling like that?
No, everybody is entitled to feel how they want to feel. You need people like that.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
If you have a whole bunch of yes men and shit in the industry, yeah. You know what I mean? Shit'll get crazy right here. He taking the 50 approach. You know, 50 say whatever the fuck he want and still close deals.
And you know 50 co-signing him too.
Still close deals.
50 is like, yo, I gotta keep the baby from y'all. He really wanna kill all of y'all.
He'll be all right.
He's like, he mentoring him from here on out. Like, oh yeah, I like it. I mean, shout out to the baby, man. He doing his thing. Do your thing, man. It is what it is.
Yeah, just choose your words wisely, homie.
I don't think he give a fuck. He caught a body. Nah, just don't catch another body.
You be foolish. Now you be foolish to return in that when you playing another set at a show. Like, don't say that shit again. I don't give a fuck how tough you think you are. Yeah. That's just stupidity.
I think he learned from it. Don't say that happening. Like you say, we're trying to control the crowd, get everybody popped up.
But this nigga's so tough, he not shutting up about it. Just take it easy, bro. It ain't even
all
that
you gotta
serious.
Do is just keep on focus on him.
Right.
You know?
And shut
don't
up.
Even, don't even keep antagonizing because it's going to make it worse. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. All you got to do is shut up for a second. Let a couple months pass, anything, you know, niggas is dropping them from festivals and endorsement deals.
I think he lost a show at Lollapalooza.
Right.
He losing a little shit like that
right now.
That
shit just passed, too. Yeah.
So
it's all good. He just need to keep putting out heat and shut up. That's all. He'll be all right.
I'm with it. Shout out to Charlotte. You know what I mean? Did you guys see Beanie Sigel on Drink Champs?
I didn't watch it. I didn't finish it.
Seen a little bit. I ain't finish it like Dave has.
Did you finish it?
I finished it.
How was it?
Great.
Okay.
It's great. It's worth.
What'd you hear? What did he say that you haven't heard or learned from Drink Champs?
He pulled a strap out on Leo Cohen.
In the building?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
It was he said he was at a listening for the Truth album and all that.
The Truth album, okay.
And Leo was going in saying, you know, I don't have any radio records on here or whatever. And was talking shit to him, like pointing at him and shit like that, talking shit to him. And he said he went reaching to pull, he was pulling the strap out of him.
Did somebody stop?
Damn. You guys gotta watch it. Or you gotta listen to it. He told some really good stories on it. A lot of Rockefeller shit, a lot of behind the scenes shit. He had a pet alligator.
The pet alligator was funny. The alligator was funny. Nigga say he grabbed it, he thought he had it. You know, the alligator was that strong. He's like, oh, get this. Like, nah, I ain't getting an alligator.
My brother got an alligator.
Right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where the fuck? Okay, all right, hold on.
Little Cayman. I think it's a little Cayman.
Where the fuck is niggas keeping alligators?
In the crib, man, in the tank.
You just put it in a tank.
And
what do you feed this nigga?
Fish. some fish. Fucking.
I wonder if I could put an alligator outside.
It had to be gated and shit. You know what I mean?
So I could really have a pet alligator. Like,
I mean, it's not legal. Not legal. But, you know. Unless you in like a Florida or some shit like that, and then that's, you don't have to have a pet out there because they just walking around anyway.
No, this shit is wild out there. Yeah. In Florida when I went down
and all
there.
All them exotic, they niggas be getting exotic snakes and shit.
They be having
and they
ponds.
Get too big and they let them go and next thing you know, they out in the fucking wild. You got Burmese pythons in fucking Florida. They
got fucking ponds and shit where it has signs that saying don't go too close to the water and all that type of shit because it's alligators and shit like that. Just
be walking across the road and shit.
Yeah. Wild pigs and shit fucking up people's yards.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy in Florida, but I like it down there. Shout out to Florida.
There's gators in South Carolina.
I'm not surprised, though. I'm not surprised. Shout out to South Carolina. Okay, yeah. Columbia. Somerton. I already know. Seagulls, it was great. You guys should go see it. And they kept going back and forth. They say they are going to do the Beans versus Nori.
Is it on the schedule for real or what?
Well, they Nori said he already talked to Swiss about it. He's put it's, the works is being put in for it.
Okay. Who you got? Think about it, Moses. You next, nigga.
What?
Who you got, Beans or Nori? Hold that thought, though.
I got Beans, man.
Got Beans?
I got Beans. I love Nori. Oh, I love Nori. I got Beans because Beans got a little... All of the whole joints hit, for one.
Yeah, it's a cheat code.
You know what I mean?
Did Beans say he not going to play Hove joints?
No, but Nori was trying to suggest that if you don't play no Hove joints, then
it's a landslide.
It's a basically like it's, I'm gonna slaughter you type shit. And, okay. And they try to say something about Nori not playing no Pharrell joints.
Oh, if he gonna do that,
right?
And Nori ain't doing that.
Nah, Nori not doing that because Nori said Nori was like, "Yo, I put Pharrell on. Like, right, Pharrell was nobody. I was already, you know what I mean?
Right.
And Hove was the one that put you on.
Right. So he got lots of songs from the Dynasty. He got a couple joints from the Dynasty.
Yes.
He got them joints with Scarface, some two of them.
He got the joint on Volume 3. At the Waffle House. All
right. See, now, if you play more than five, you getting points knocked off for me.
Why?
For me.
That was like Batman Robin.
For me. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to do that, because it's plausible. I like it. I mean, you could do it, but I'm like, all right, enough. Because now it's a cheat code, my nigga. That's
And then you got What We Do.
It's a cheat code. That's what I'm saying. You can't do more than five.
That's crazy.
And out of 20. You can't do more than five out of 20.
Nah, we talking about my catalog.
You got to be able to stand on your own. You need, what I'm
he
saying.
You got the Eve joint.
What I'm saying is you're going to need way more. You're going to need more solo than fucking whole records for me to respect it. That's just me.
Okay.
Got to have more.
I respect that.
Got to have more.
I know the Truth is one of them.
Heat.
Die is one of them.
Heat. Die, Body in the Trunk. Who? What wins? You know what I'm saying? What we doing here?
I don't know. That's tough.
You know what I mean?
That's tough. Like, that's tough.
What else Nori got? Nigga, that War Report album. It's at least about 8 joints on there. 6.
Okay, yeah, to New York, but to the masses?
You gonna have to play that, nigga. You gotta play that.
I'm just saying, to New York, yeah.
It could be just like Fab and Kiss.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really gonna be New York and Philly, probably.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that dynamic where you know, Fab can't play them commercial records because Kid's going to bar this nigga to death with them street records. Street records hit.
So who you got, Moses? Who you got, Moses?
Who you say you got?
I'm going last, guys.
Why does nigga always get to go first? Because
I asked the question.
Nah, you're not going last.
This nigga's trash.
But I'm going to go with Nori.
You going N-O?
Nori, man. Sometimes I want to cry and pray. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, you know, like, bruh. He going to dig it. He's going to dig, bruh. He's going to dig. You gonna be like, oh, I forgot. Nah, I ain't forgot.
Banned for TV.
And that's the thing. It's not like I'm saying,
man,
like,
I can't forget about Benny. Benny
got some hits. We know this. Benny got some hits, bro. But I'm just saying, nobody got a. And Pharrell?
Almost. Yeah. It's gonna get real nice. Interesting. It's going to be cool to see how what records go against each other, because them Pharrell records against them whole features is, yeah, it's different. It's going to be depending on the song.
That's what the song.
You go either way. You know what I mean?
What?
Right.
What?
But then again, check this out. If you got a whole featured on your shit, and I come with an original banger, I'm giving it to the original banger, because he's by himself holding it down. You know what I'm saying? It could.
I know Freeway coming out.
That'd be dope.
I know you probably have to.
Well, if they putting on the show, yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be dope. Something I grasped from this interview too is that Bean said he hates entitlement. He says entitlement is a thief of hard work and progression. I thought that was something the realest shit I ever heard in my life. Because like, when you sitting around here trying to be like you're entitled to something, like you're not even trying to even better yourself. You ain't trying to do nothing to even level up even more. You just stuck in the same spot on a treadmill.
Mm. Right.
So when he said that shit stuck out to me. So motherfuckers out here need to stop living like they fucking entitled to some shit. You better go out there and go get it, you lazy motherfuckers. All right. I just want to throw that out there. I'm sorry.
Do you feel like that though?
Real shit. Something I wanted to ask you guys. We've all known crackheads. Shout out to the crackheads if you still exist.
Time for the cracks.
You know what I'm saying? Have y'all ever seen a crackhead quit crack? That's I don't think I've ever seen a crackhead quit crack. And I don't think I've ever seen a crackhead die from crack. You know what I'm saying? But like, quit it?
Right about that. I've seen crackheads die, but like you said, not from crack. It was other health complications, right. Diabetes type shit. Right. You know what I mean? That type shit, other diseases that I'm sure crack didn't help. Of course. But it wasn't. Of course. Not me from no crack overdose and no shit like that.
Yeah, I thought I was talking to a homie.
Yeah, crackheads is invincible, G.
Yeah, it's like they still walking around.
And they can work. It's one of the fucking hard drugs that the fiends could actually make money off. And besides heroin, because a lot of musicians, you know, back in the day at least. Yeah. And they was creating magic on that.
Rest
shit.
In peace, Jimi Hendrix.
You know what I mean? But crack is definitely the working fiend's drug.
But they never quit it neither. Like,
yeah, it's hard to get off.
Been smoking that shit since the 80s.
It's hard to get off. They might slow down.
The 90s.
That's might
the
slow down.
You
but
might
they
see a crackhead slow down, but you don't never see them quit. They'll say they quit. Then you'll see them next day. Like, nigga, you didn't quit. You cracked that right now. I'm good.
It goes to show you how powerful that shit is, man.
Yeah.
Versus you motherfuckers out here fucking with the fucking heroin and the opioids and the fentanyl. Y'all better be careful, man. Y'all better be careful. It's crazy out here. Shout out to the crackheads. Though. I miss y'all. I be needing my cars and shit washed.
All right, bring crack back.
Bring crack back.
You just want some deodorant, body wash.
All that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I get this right here. God damn.
You still got the Dove soap. I need all that. Toothpaste.
I got some book bags too. I don't need no fucking book.
Yeah, out of all the fiends out there, the crackheads should be celebrated the most, for sure.
You want a crackhead celebration?
I said out of all the other fiends, I said crackhead should be celebrated the most.
Should be.
You know what I mean, should be.
That would be hilarious to me, niggas be on there. It's crack day.
Right. They get a day. what day would crack day be? What month would crack day be?
Oh my god! It would have to be a summer month.
It got to be a summer month.
Probably July, man. Probably July. It's hot.
July what?
4th.
Oh shit.
We're taking over that fucking other bullshit. You know what I mean? Yeah. July 4th is crack day, bitch. Nah.
It's cracking. I'm popping fireworks.
pop the crack.
Mm-hmm. It's crack day. I get free water.
See what I mean? Yeah, bring crack back, man. Real shit, man.
Bring crack back. No.
So I was talking to my homie out there in Seattle. He says wild out here is different. You know what I mean?
They got crack out there.
Nah, they got other shit out there. I'm glad you asked though, Dave. But anyway, he said recently he was somewhere and he seen a dude, white boy, whatever, vacuuming out his car and everything. And the dude had the needle behind his ear. You know, like the heroin needle?
Yeah.
Behind his ear, like it was a cigarette.
Oh, yeah, he bowed it.
So you didn't tell me anything.
And he was just like, this was the most strangest thing he has ever seen in his whole entire life. Mm. Like, you promoting that you like to shoot yourself.
I'll be honest with you.
This is insulin.
If he's a fucking.
I hope it was his insulin. That's what I was trying to. Go
it could have been. Yeah, it could have been his insulin. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Behind
could've
the ear.
But yeah, it's crazy. I'm sure if he has an issue, he ain't really promoting it. That's just where he put it, where he know he ain't going to lose it because he cleaning his car out. You know what I mean? He got to hold on to that motherfucker. Mm. So he like,
all right. Get a new needle.
Bing. But listen, that's a whole nother issue. I'm only going to use this needle. You think it was already filled up?
Maybe he didn't want it in his pocket.
Now, you don't hold on to heroin. Nigga.
I don't know nothing about how you.
I'm sure work. they pull a needle out when they want to use it type shit.
He had it by his ear though. Yeah. He was ready. I think he was just ready to go.
He was stuck there.
It was stuck. You know what I mean? Shooting the ear.
That's what was giving them fuel to clean the car.
I hear everything.
He probably just finished it, you know what I mean, shooting it up, putting it behind his ear. He feeling good. He going to clean the car.
Maybe he forgot he put it back there.
He couldn't put it nowhere else.
I'm going to put it?
He was leaning.
I'm going to put it in my pocket? No, put it right here in my ear.
He was leaning. He was like, oh, I'm going to the other world. Let me put it in my ear.
I'm going to the other world.
I'm crumbling up.
See, check this out.
I don't want to see that other world. I promise you.
Back to crackheads. You remember the fucking bum fights videos? The DVDs? Back in the days? Bum fights?
Nah.
Yeah, you remember that shit?
Niggas remember the bum fights with my man Bling Bling. He was a crackhead and shit. They used to, for the people that never seen the bum fight DVDs, they used to go around.
It's probably on YouTube.
It probably is. They used to go around, I forgot what cities they was in. It was everywhere, but they was
bring the bum fights to Fayetteville if you want to right now. That's 2022.
They would record bums and drug addicts fighting and doing crazy shit. They give them money. It was real degrading to them, but it was pure entertainment back then.
Sounds like entertainment.
Great entertainment. They were smacking one crackhead.
But like I was saying, smack you with a trash bag. Like I was saying, my man Bling Bling, he used to hide his crack pipes. These niggas now, the new age niggas, they got it right behind their ear. They not even worried about it. They ain't hiding the stems no more.
He had the needle behind his ear.
Crazy. Like it was a pencil.
That's crazy, bro. You gotta go take a test.
sitting on that shit, and he was up in the tree.
It's not no fucking bogey.
Police couldn't get him. He was in the tree.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They crushed the thing up there. They couldn't get him in.
Yeah, I remember that. He was like, and they knew his name, too. They knew
it. It was like, we can't get him. Man, we can't take him to jail because he always busts the shit up there. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. He got high. He smoked the crack, and then he broke the stem that he was smoking out of the crack pipe. Mm. And they couldn't arrest him because he didn't have a crack pipe no more. But he was high.
Smart.
In the tree.
Smart.
Smart.
Smart. Smart. I ain't mad at it.
Right.
I ain't mad at it. All right, well, when I go to Seattle this week, hopefully I don't witness no shit like that.
You'll see some niggas in the tree.
I don't want to see anybody in no trees.
Out. Is that nigga dead? Nah, he just out.
I don't see nobody in no trees.
Throw some water on him.
Body laid up like a limb. What the fuck wrong with this nigga?
You ever seen somebody shoot up? I think you might have told the story.
I haven't.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Yeah, let's move on. Okay.
Nah, you gonna tell us what you seen somebody shoot?
No, I haven't.
I did. I seen it.
You told us a story already. Yeah, he told us.
Nigga looked in my eyes.
Nah, we not doing it.
He took his two fingers and tapped his left arm.
Yeah,
and he goes out. Next thing I know, 5 minutes later, he rolled my bed.
Nigga, what the fuck? Zoom.
What the fuck is that shit? What the fuck is that shit? What is that shit?
He thought it was a ghost.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Oh, shit, yo.
Scary music come out of the back. What the fuck going on?
Nah, that's crazy.
Man, it's Dirty Water Podcast. I don't know what else to say, but after that,
yo, I want to ask a crazy question.
What's up, Moses?
You know what I'm saying? It's a crazy question. Talking to somebody else about. What do you think, like?
Cover your mouth,
is it
Dave.
Better?
That Delta out here.
I am,
oh,
nigga.
My God.
That Delta out here, man.
Is it better for a nigga to be truthful and be like, when he want to see a shorty, tell he want to fuck, or try to get that relationship to fuck?
So you asking, is it better to be honest with the young lady?
Better be honest, nigga.
Or try to trick out the pussy?
Yeah.
I think it's best to be honest.
It depends on the chick you dealing with.
Mm. You know, you live with something. I'm just saying, like.
Sometimes you got to trick the bitch out. Listen, they trick us all the time,
they
man.
Trick us all
the fucking time. Shit. But, you know, I would say trick up. Don't trick down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If Shorty got more than you and you trying to get
so
somewhere.
Trick her out?
No, I'm saying trick up. Trick going up. Just standards. You know what I mean? Don't trigger. Don't trick a bitch that got less than you. If you try.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
If you got
to
go.
So why trick the bitch that's. Oh.
I'm saying if you got to.
Oh, if you got
if
to.
If you got to. I'm out of, you know.
Got it.
Not against it.
Got
you
got
to get where you got to go nowadays. And if it's tricking a bitch, might have to get her pregnant.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Get her pregnant?
Yeah,
if you got less than her, you get her pregnant. You know what I mean? You marry her. Remember, you still got less depending on the state. Y'all break up. Now she got to pay you. Mm. You know what I mean?
Like Mary J. Okay.
Yeah.
See, now that's if you into that. I think that's the sucker route. I do. But, you know, niggas got to get it. Women do it all the time. And it's accepted.
By who, though?
By women.
Mm.
Women champion that shit. Yeah, take half.
Yeah, take
you know
half.
Take half. Now the ball's in my court.
Put him on child support. Even though he's a good nigga.
What you gonna do? It's not right, though, fellas. Get your own money. But I'm saying, if you do it, get your bread. How you get your bread?
How you gonna tell him to cover his mouth? Your ass just plainly cough. You do some crazy shit. You
just spewing venom.
I'm a hypocrite.
I got a guard.
because I take vitamins and shit. I know Dave. Dave ain't vaccinated or nothing.
I take vitamins.
Dave, yeah. I don't trust
do
him.
Do 10
man.
Push-ups
I don't
a day.
Trust this nigga, man. I don't trust this nigga.
I take vitamins.
Yeah. I take vitamins to do 10 push-ups a day. I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
I eat zucchini and salmon.
I do.
So I'm good in there.
I am.
Okay, so how you feel about the situation?
I just said be honest. He said trigger out.
That's it, just be honest.
Mm-hmm. I say be straightforward.
No, it's better to be straightforward.
I say be straightforward.
Because she might just want to fuck.
Exactly.
But she might not.
What you trying to say, be straightforward. When you be straightforward, you get a lot more.
I like
you know
Dave's answer now. That, you know, trick up, man. Right. Go ahead. I'm trick sorry, Moses. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah,
be
like,
straightforward.
I mean, he's right. So
be straightforward when you trick like, up.
If you want to show it and you just want to fuck, I just feel like you should just be honest. You know what I'm saying? If it don't work out, don't work out. Move to the next fish. Don't get mad about it. Like, I think some people try
move
to be
to
like,
the next
you
fish.
Know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga, like,
the
don't
next
worry
fish.
About it.
Whoa!
You was a nasty man.
Yo, I'm in the sea.
Move
I'm
to the next
sea.
Fish.
See, what you call it?
You new fish.
You are, let me talk. They talk.
You buy new
when
fish.
When you want to go find another pigeon. When you want to find pigeons, is that better for you niggas?
Oh my god, man.
I don't speak pigeon, so I was just fucking with you. But I feel like truth is the best thing. Like you
don't
get
talk
more.
To me like that.
You get more, you know what I'm saying? And then you don't have to deal with the craziness. When you lying trying to get with her, like say she had more stuff, okay, she give you stuff. But it might be some shit with that. You see what I'm saying?
You
don't
think
know
she's
know,
evil?
Like, she might be crazy as fuck.
She might be controlling when she do that.
Might then lie to me, love and hate shit. Like
I don't want no smoke.
Like you never know.
Like
that's
yo, don't take
like
my wheels
be,
off at the police station.
Yeah, I feel like you should be truthful. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Real shit. Right. Where's the justice?
And yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you, I feel like you, even if you do try to pursue it, you might get tired of. Like man, fuck this shit. See, so you done wasted like your time, her time.
Mm.
We just could have been honest. You know what I'm saying?
And then you know what? It might not be a no. Then I might run to each other and you know, at another moment, depending on where you're at, what circle you at. You know what I mean? And with another second impression, then boom, she might be ready the next.
Yeah. She might be ready.
Know what you
that sounds bad. She
it
ready.
Does. It does. You know what I mean? Fuck it. It
but
is
then
it
you
is.
Clear it up. She that might be your wife later on.
Yeah.
There you go.
No.
So be honest. And if you're going to trick the bitch out of her drawers, make sure
trick up.
Trick up. Make
trick
sure
up.
She got
trick
some
down. I like that. Trick up.
Don't trick down.
Don't
flip flops at the club. Don't talk to her.
We're in the eighth. We're
check
in
that
eighth.
Lace front. You know what I mean? The glue look like she lifting on the yeah, side.
Now, if you can see the glue from a distance, what's the problem?
He'll smell like dust run away.
Whoa.
Fuck is this old week?
Oh, it's the eighth month of this year.
My Friday
y'all
shit.
Y'all got any plans or anything for the rest of this year? Any next moves? I don't got shit going on. I just wanna see what y'all was doing. That's
we're
what
living, big, man.
Do big and bad things, that's it.
Staying alive?
Living a dream.
The dream.
Living the dream.
You know, American dream.
What fucking dream is that?
Living please. The dream.
I'm like, what is he talking
coming
about?
With schemes.
There you go.
Shooters with beams.
So, what's next?
Oh, get y'all. Your ass clean.
Hey.
Bitch, I am mean.
Yeah.
That's it for you.
All right.
Album coming soon.
Dirty Water Podcast. Check us out on Twitter.
He was so plain.
I'm about to get the fuck
Dirty
out of here.
Dirty Water Podcast.
I'm about to get the fuck out of here.
I'm drinking alkaline water.
Fuck you, Moses. Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast.
Get vaccinated.
Go get anally vaccinated.
Anal bitch.
Anally vaccinated. Shut the fuck up.
Say that.
Instagram dirtywater_podcast. My Instagram is dirtywaterlex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirtywater Dave B.
And keep listening to us. We back on this shit, man. We trying to keep this shit moving. You already know what it is.
The tip. You're so lucky.
We're gonna fight for us. Oh, I'm just letting you know. We're gonna fucking fight. It's a lot of grass outside the studio. It's a lot of grass outside the studio. It's
big
whatever.
Pause. Tip pause.
2-6 and
can't wait to see him coming. Pause.
What?
What?
Word.